The roots of the Neanderthals in evolutionary terms lay in earlier times, not with Homo erectus, although obviously Homo erectus populations were the ultimate ultimus atmosphere ancestors, but in the anatomically slightly more advanced humans of more than 200,000 years ago, which we described in the previous lecture. Tough, nimble, and intelligent, the Neanderthals were expert hunters who adapted successfully to extremely cold climatic conditions during the late Ice Age. For the first time in prehistory here, you begin to see them behaving in the ways that we behaved. Although obviously there's a vast chasm between the way modern humans thinks and operated and those in which the ways in which the Neanderthals operated. This whole pattern, this Neanderthal anatomical pattern, appears to have appeared somewhere around 150,000 years ago, stabilized for about 100,000, before being replaced by anatomically modern humans within a mere 10,000 years after 40,000 years ago. According to British archaeologist Clive Gamble, the Neanderthals adapted differently to European conditions compared with their predecessors. They lived in caves and rock shelters, not in open camps so much, although they obviously used those as temporary stopping places when following migrating game or gathering plant foods. They certainly had fire. They used it with great efficiency. And it may well be that they used caves and rock shelters, which gave them superior shelter during the very cold, long winters, which would last up to 9 months. Like their predecessors, the Neanderthals occupied large hunting territories, of which they exploited different parts according to the seasons. They returned to the same locations year after year, when game migrated or plant foods came into season. They were extremely skilled hunters compared with Homo erectus. They had to be, because they lived in an extremely severe climate where plant foods were only available for a very short period of the spring, summer, and fall. But, and this is a very important point, their hunting still depended on the use of game drives and close-up weapons. In many cases, if they could cooperate and drive animals over a cliff or into a swamp and thereby make them helpless, they could kill them at close quarters. Otherwise, they had to stalk these animals, and they had to stalk them so carefully that literally they were as close to the animal that they could touch it before they would drive a spear, hopefully into a vulnerable part. And we can be sure that a great deal of Neanderthal hunting involved chasing wounded animals. Today, we stand off at a distance and we shoot animals with a high-velocity rifle. In those days, if you wanted to kill a bison, say, you literally had to jump on its back to kill it. You had to get really close. This was really dangerous work. And it's no small surprise that many Neanderthal skeletons display serious wounds which were inflicted while hunting. Interestingly, many of these wounds look very similar to the injuries suffered by bullfighters. There was another difference, too, with earlier times. The Neanderthals were now developing hunting and gathering strategies based on four main herd animals. In fact, they were specializing a little more. These animals, all of them now except the red deer and reindeer, or these four animals now not common, the bison, the horse, the red deer, and the reindeer.